Blog Talk Radio.
Study him because we're duty bound and morally bound to do no less in that regard, to get to the bottom of the matter. And this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And my name is Yamsuf Arif, along with Brother Cartrell of New York City, and Sister Avia when she's not on a sabbatical, and you, fellow students. We're back to Devin some measurement of study. This shows you the seriousness of Yah with brothers and sisters who turn away from him and start teaching about other gods and whatnot. That was a serious approach to this matter. And it wasn't taken lightly. And Divrarim, not Deuteronomy, that Greek word. And I have seriousness, personally speaking, from my studies, the conspiracy goes, conspiracy is not simply against us. The conspiracy is against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So don't nobody know his name. And see, that's why I tell you, Custer Nopino, mama went there and they devised the story. Because imagine this. The Hebrew Israelite at that time wasn't as subjected to Yah and obedient to Yah and love Yah as they should have. And to make sure everybody was on the same page, they had to subject and write a new story to keep them blind and confused. So after 70 AD, those that they didn't kill, after Masada, those that didn't kill get killed or killed themselves. They had to hunt down the rest of us because they want the story to be smothered. That's why we were hunted down primarily. And then those that wasn't killed outright were shipped over in these universal captivities where they were treated so harshly they forgot who they is, what they is, and what they should be doing. Because believe you me, if there had been a man called Jesus, we'd have wrote about it. But if there had been a man called so-called Jesus, he wouldn't have made it. Even in our dire straits as brothers and sisters who were not dedicated to the LOM as we should be. We were dedicated to LOM superficially on the outside, but inside, we wouldn't have dedicated to him as some of us like to claim. But they needed to hide the message to insert the story of a new God, a God called Jesus and the Holy Spirit. See, that's where these studies come into play. But if we were serious about Yah, anxious, as we should have been, they'd have snuffed out Jesus and the Holy Spirit altogether. And they would have talked about it. Somebody would have wrote it somewhere about this fellow that's made the claim to fame. And because someone among us would have talked about it, there would have been some evidence as to this individual from our perspective. It's not from our enemy's perspective. But the enemy, with their conspiracy against Yah, had to insert in a new story, a new God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But if you study Yah, as you should be studying Yah, you will know what you are, what you should be doing, and who you are. And see, we were supposed to be serious about Yah, so serious that apostates that went around talking about a new God and this and that and other were dealt with. In chapter 13 of Deuteronomy, the words of Yah brought to you by Moses. And you may be asking me, Yom Suf, who is Sister Abiyah and Brother Cartrell? Well, Sister Abiyah and Brother Cartrell, they're Hebrew brothers and sisters. And they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as themselves. And the reason why I know that their actions is predicated upon that. They are not simply lip service brothers and sisters. They are duty bound and morally obligated to do no less in regards to Yah. Present the message. Tell the story, the whole story, the true story, not to the implementation of your enemy's insertion of some Jesus and some Holy Spirit and some red letter version. No. As Hebrew Israelites, you're morally obligated and duty-bound to tell the true story and why they are against Yah, why they conspire against him, and why we became a part of the conspiracy against Yah. Let's eradicate that Yah. Let's get him out of people's mouth. Well, you know they got a Torah. Oh, hell, we ain't been worried about that Torah. We're going to change the names of the books. We're going to insert a new God into it. And that's going to be a good part of the conspiracy. Y'all don't realize this is something serious, people. And you got to be serious, as in Sister Abiyah and Brother Cartrell. You got to expose the conspiracy. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. I know Sister Abiyah is on a sabbatical, and we ain't going to call her for it. She need a time out. But if she's inclined to speak, we will let her speak. The only thing she had to do is hit that phone. But otherwise, she going to chillax. Brother Cartwright of New York City, he's here. So, Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, Brother Yamsu. Bless you, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. How you doing, my brother? Good to hear your voice.
I'm doing okay, big bro. Just putting in that work, brother. Putting in that work.
Yes, that's what the elder's supposed to do, man. You got to pass this knowledge down from generation to generation.
Putting in that work, brother. Putting in that work, big bro.
And you hit on some jewels tonight, man, because the Most High going to break it down. It seems like the nations refuse to do it Yah's way.
Exactly.
And they corrupted us to do it their way.
Exactly.
And the fact that you got a New Testament, a testament is what you speak. You versus a man's testament. Matthew,
exactly.
Mark, Luke, and John is talking about what Jesus said.
Right.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Moshe is talking about what Yah said. And there's a major difference in that. It's a major difference in that. You are basing your salvation based on what man says about another man, what another man said, whereas we're reading the word of Yah. And he's about to break it down tonight. He said, you're going to serve gods that your fathers knew not.
Exactly.
Abraham ain't no Jesus. Isaac,
no.
Jacob, Moses ain't no Jesus.
Mm-mm.
That's a new God that our fathers knew not.
Exactly. And Yah said, and Yah, what Yah is making reference to, I'm forever, forever, and ever, ever, ever. I don't need nothing new. I don't change up because y'all change up. That's what Yah is talking about. Thank you, Cartrell, for pointing that out to you fellows. Praise Yah and praise and bless his holy name, Cartrell.
Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
If Cartrell and you are ready to proceed, Yamsu ready. I'm on duty. Chapter 13 of Devarim, Moses reviewing what he now already taught him and how serious this approach, the punishments of apostates. We all must be included in this. Shut the mouths of apostates. Yah says,
so,
yeah, go ahead, Katrin.
It's kind of like that electrician analysis that you get.
Exactly.
But this ain't no regular house. This ain't no regular office tower. You're talking about working in a nuclear power plant.
Exactly.
Have you heard of the codes to work in a nuclear power plant? You shouldn't be there.
You shouldn't be there. Because you don't know what the hell you're doing. Praise Yah. Thank you, Cartrell. And certainly, in the words of Yah, they're nuclear. And if you don't know what the hell you're doing, what you're talking about, you need to keep your mouth closed. That's your best bet. Okay? Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Thank you, Cartrell. Big brother, if there arises among you a prophet or dream of dream, I had a dream one day, and it gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder comes to pass, which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known. Let us serve them, like a lot of folk teach y'all today. You should not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of a dreams. I had a dream one day. But Yah, your Elohim, is testing you to know whether you love Yah, your Elohim, with all your heart, with all your soul. You will walk after Yah, your Elohim, and fear him and keep his commandments. Obey his voice. You should serve him and hold fast and cling to him. But that prophet or that dreamer, I had a dream one day, shall be put to death because he has spoken in order to turn you away from Yah, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mizraim, not Jesus, not the Holy Spirit, and redeem you from the house of bondage, tice you from the way in which Yah, your Elohim, commanded you to walk. So you should put away the evil from, that's evil, from among your midst. If your brother, a personal relationship, the son of your mother, your son or your daughter, even the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul secretly trying to tell you, come to Jesus, come to the Holy Spirit, you say, Let us go and serve Jesus in the Holy Spirit, which you have not known, neither nor your fathers of the gods, people that got you in captivity, which are around you, near to you, fall off the end of the earth. Go ahead, Cottrell.
You mean Abraham wasn't waiting for the Immaculate Conception?
No, my man, what the hell is that?
Isaac wasn't waiting for the Immaculate Conception?
No, my brother, big brother, what the hell is that?
That sound like dreams and false prophecy.
Yeah, it don't sound like it. It is, big bro. It is. You should not consent to him or listen to him. Thank you, big bro. Nor shall your eyes pity him. Oh, he take, man, this fool crazy. Nor shall you spare him. I ain't going to spare him. Or conceal him. Even these people, your father, the brother of your father, your children, the wife of your brother, you can't spare these people. Because they spread this poison just like we've been inundated with, and it's some serious evil, Katya. Go ahead, brother.
So, is T.D. Jakes our brother?
Yeah, I suspect he is.
Creflo Dollar?
Yeah, I suspect he is.
Who else is out there bringing us to Jesus? You know what the judgment for what they're doing is?
Death.
Execution.
Death.
Yeah.
This is something serious, my people. Our people. There's only one way. There's no other way. And we're in our land. Right now, we can only do for just discuss them just like that. Put the words of death on them. Put the truth on them. That's the only thing you can do. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't spare them. Don't pity them. We ain't going to do it on the Real Talk for Real People show. We're not going to spare you, and we ain't going to take no pity on you. It's just that simple.
We're in a nuclear power plant, and Yah's giving us instructions.
Exactly. Thank you, big bro.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. But you shall surely kill him. Your hand should be first, and that's your personal relationship with your brother. Your children, or the wife, you should be the first to put a rock upside their head.
So we're not advocating that now. We're not in our own land.
No, we shouldn't do that now. But you should put a rock upside their head by virtue of my words on the Real Talk for Real People show. Believe it. This mine, if it was my wife, if it was my children, if it was my best friend of my soul, I'm going to put these words on you. I'm gonna use these words of rocks upside y'all head.
We can't be doing that now because our people just didn't know. And right. They were socially engineered to think that way. And right. Y'all told us, you're gonna send us into the land of our captivity where mm-hmm. you will serve the gods that your fathers knew not, gods of wood and stone. So that's not our fault that we're doing that.
Right.
It's our fault when we hear the truth and we refuse to budge from the lies that we've been taught.
So that's what I'm talking about, Cottrell. Those that don't know, ignorant of Yah's word, ignorant of Yah, I take pity and spare them. But those that know the truth and are not ignorant of Yah, I got some rocks for you. I got a pocket full of the rocks. Go ahead, Cottrell. Big bro.
Yeah, so our people need healing, and it just goes to show that we're not doing Torah in the lands of our captivity.
No,
God is very explicit. He's very explicit about this. Had we been in the land of Israel and Dr. Martin Luther King came with his spiel, he would be executed.
Yeah.
You're the minister of a Baptist church that worships an idol. Mm-hmm. The man would have been executed.
Malcolm X would have been executed.
Yeah, man. But we don't know our history. We don't know our roots. We definitely don't know the codes that Yah gave us to follow.
Well, you know, Yah knew, Cottrell, and fellow students, this. You cannot allow this division and divisiveness of other gods to become something that's okay in your community. Let's coming. This stuff will be eradicated and exposed. It's just that simple. Go ahead, Kajir.
What you have to notice is that what the Most High is saying is that what the nations are doing is evil.
Exactly.
And we're following them. And they're exactly. evil. Even though they got more wealth than us, so we on the bottom. He's saying, don't do what they do. They're evil. Mm. And the evidence speaks for itself. Is the world a safe place to live in these days
no.
and time? Okay,
no.
Why? Why? Because the people are evil. That's why.
And then they putting the blood of Jesus on them, like Jesus is a sacrifice. I mean, some of our sisters and brothers go out every Friday night, whole, abomination, fornication, adultery, and then they go to the church Sunday, talking about putting the blood of Jesus on, and then they go right back the next week doing the same thing. Okay, don't be so ridiculous.
Just imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
All the sins of the world on one man.
Exactly.
Would that be fair to him?
No.
Would you want to meet him if he had all the sins of the world on
him? Hell to the no.
Okay, so I don't know what that concept is. Jesus died for the sins of the world. That's not fair to him. You talking about he's coming back? If he got all them sins on him, you would not want to meet him.
Jesus would be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Okay? Jesus would be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Crazy than a rope lizard.
How many psychopaths are there in the world today? Just today alone.
That's what I'm saying. How many serial killers? How many child pedophilia? How many guys that like little girls and little boys?
All that sin is on him? No. That ain't what y'all judging the world based on.
That's looking at
every individual. What did you do?
That's why that goat was left free. Hell, you wouldn't want that little crazy ass goat running around you. Right, you would put that little goat that we put the sins on or the nation on, that little goat would left for running away so something happened to it. It would have came back. Okay? Come on now. People have some common sense, okay? I guess Cartrell says that ain't too common now. I have to concur with Big Bro. All right.
It's not rational. It ain't logical. What they try to say is that Adam and Eve brought sin into the world.
Right.
And Jesus took it out by his sacrifice.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. The world is more wicked today than ever before. And how long did he die for the sins of the world? At least 2,000 years ago. Why is it getting worse?
Right. Should be getting better.
It should be. Should have turned the trend.
Right. If he's a sacrificial lamb, should be getting better. But people like to take after their enemies because the enemies got a little money, a little bit of sense, but ain't no good sense. And the money
power and control.
Exactly. All right.
We think we can use their formula. We think we can use their formula for our success. So y'all spelled out what our success is.
Exactly. Praise y'all, Katya, and bless his holy name.
Praise
y'all. Thank you, Big Bro. Thank you, Big Bro. And your hand should be first against him to put him to death. And afterwards, the hand of the people put them rocks on him. You should stone him. Everybody put the rocks on him. You should stone him with stones until he dies. Because he sought to entice you away from Yahweh Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mizraim, from the house of abundance. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this is among them. This is one of the most wickedest things you could do, to introduce different gods into our community. And now, here's our duty. Go ahead, Katria.
I'm sorry. No, but he's reminding us of where we came from. Where'd you come from? I brought you out of Mizraim, out of the house of bondage, and made you a nation. That's where we come from. And he's always going to remind us of that.
Exactly.
So we got to know our roots.
The Holy Spirit didn't. Allah didn't.
Not.
Buddha didn't. Thank you, Katya. And Yah says, even if you hear someone of your cities, which Yah, your Elohim, gives you to dwell in, saying, corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Then you should inquire, making an inquiry. And then once you made an inquiry, search out and do so diligently. If it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination, Yah sees it, is committed among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city to turn tail with the whole damn city, with the edge of the swords, utterly destroying it, all that is in it, is livestock, with the edge of the sword. You should gather all this plunder. Yeah, go ahead, Cartrell.
I mean to stop you there, but America would be in trouble, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be.
Because every religion under the sun is in New York. And I'm sure that's pretty typical of every city in America. Exactly. Muslims got a mosque, Hindus got their temple. Everybody practicing their religion in America. But you can see how strict within our land, you can't post up here. No.
No, you can't.
We ain't posting up no mosque. We ain't posting up no church. We're not posting up false religions in our land. But everybody loves America because you can do what you want, when you want, and how you want to do it. And in a religious sense, you could practice witchcraft in America.
Yeah, you can do that. You can't have none in our land. I had a dream one day. And you can't have no in our land. Plymouth Rock, you didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock fell on you. We can't have none of that. And nor the prevails of such nonsense. Praise God. Thank you, big bro.
Praise God.
You should, in our land, you should surely strike the inhabitants of that city, which is turned tail. With the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it, all that is in it, is livestock, with the edge of the sword. You should gather all its plunder into the middle of the street in those cities, and completely burn fire the city. Burn with fire the city and its plunder. For Yah, your Elohim, knows, I'm saying this, Yah, our Elohim, knows that this is divisive, destructive, abominable behavior. And it should be heat forever. This city, don't even rebuild it. It should not be built again. So none of the accursed things shall remain in your hand, that Yah may turn fierceness of his anger and show you mercy, have compassion on you, and multiply you. Because you got to do something for that. Just as he swore to your father. You got to commit to acts, and Yah will commit to acts. He swore your fathers. Why? Because you have listened to the voice of Yah, your Elohim, to keep his commandment, which I command you today, to do what is right, in the eye, not in your own eyes, not in Yom Suf eyes, not in Dr. Martin Luther King eyes, not in Muhammad Ali eyes, not in Malcolm X eyes, not in those two fellas Cottrell just alluded to, Reverend Chicken Feet and Pastor Tell You a Lie. No, you got to do your actions by virtue of Yah. Do what is right in the eyes of Yah, your Elohim. Cottrell always liked to say, and I must concur with Big Bro, this is an open book test. Yes, this would apply to in our land. And even as we speak, some of the things that would have been applied in our land for us, the retribution, we can't apply in captivity. But you should have the same frame of mind when it comes to brothers and sisters come sing to you by some Jesus and you know they know better. Come sing to you by some Holy Spirit and you know they know better. Now, if they don't know, that's a different story, as Cartrell alluded to. But if they do know, don't play with them people, because these people are bringing a wickedness to you, bringing something that is an abominable to Yah. And don't be looking at yourself through the eyes of Reverend Chicken Freak and Pastor Tell You a Lie. Look at yourselves through the eyes of Yah and what he says. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cartrell, big bro, you have the mic.
Yes, sir. we've already felt the fierce anger of Yah by being in this captivity.
Mm-hmm.
He thanked the Most High, who was on the plantations.
Exactly.
Going through what Kutz and Kente went through.
Exactly.
But Yah is very serious about what he's saying. And
exactly.
The 18th verse is essential. When you listen to Yah, your Elohim's voice, how are you going to do that? You got to read, because he ain't talking to you like he talked to Moses.
No.
He wrote his words down through by way of his prophets.
Exactly.
You can hear his voice by reading, just by reading, mm-hmm. which is what we're doing on a Real Talk for Real People show. We're
exactly.
reading what Yah said, and based on us reading it, you're hearing what Yah has instructed us to do, right?
Exactly.
Christians say, what would Jesus do? No, they should say, what did Yah tell us to do? Okay?
Exactly.
That's what you say. What did Yah tell us to do? Not what would Jesus do. No.
Right.
What did Yah tell us to do? He said, when you listen to Yah, your Elohim's voice, to keep all his commandments, which the New Testament rejects. They say the New Testament, the commandments are done away with. Jesus fulfilled all the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
The commandments is meant for the nation, not just for one man. Because he just read, somebody in your family, they're trying to lure you to worship a false god. You're supposed to stone them with stones. It ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. He can't fulfill that, can he? Because he ain't in your family. So how could he fulfill all the commandments that Yah has given us when you read the commandments that we just read? So he said to do that which is right in Yah, your Elohim's eyes. Because Yah is watching. He's right in the midst of us. He sees what we're doing. It's like he watched Job, right? He knew Job wasn't going to flinch. Despite the affliction that Job went through, he knew Job's heart. And trust me, he knows our hearts too. All praise to the Holy One who's from him.
Praise Yah, Kartra. Praise Yah. Thank you, big bro. Thank you, fellow students. Thank you, Sister Abigail, for coming to study with us. And most importantly, thank Yah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Bless his holy name. Kartra is back to conclude the last segment of our study, which is in the Psalms/Songs. What did it say? It is chapter 135. And it reads this, praise the Yah in creation and redemption. That tells the whole story, people. We just telling it. You don't need no addition. You don't need no subtraction. Praise the Yah in creation and redemption. Redeeming us. Praise and bless the Most High. Name, Kartra. You have the mic, my brother, and the chalkboard.
Praise and bless Yah's holy name. We got Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for these wonderful psalms. And when I'm looking at these psalms, we started at 133 with the anointing of Aaron. Then it went to the priest. I think that from 133 to 136 is one complete psalm, because it's like a continuation when I read it and I try to put it together.
Exactly.
But creation is more dangerous than a nuclear power plant.
Exactly.
Because you're talking about our souls being at stake. All right? And Yah, you just read. He ain't playing with us, worshiping, praising, bowing down to false gods. So what are we supposed to do? Psalms 135. Praise Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Whose names are people praise? Do they know the name of Yah?
Unfortunately, some don't, Kartra. And unfortunately, some that do, don't.
And it's peculiar to me, because the Lord's Prayer, right?
Exactly.
Our Father, hallowed be what?
Your name.
There you go. They reaffirming what we just read. Praise the name of the Creator. Our Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. But I divert a little bit, right? But they saying the same thing.
Exactly.
They got people twisted because y'all praising the Son, who y'all think is the Son, according to your philosophy. We already know Israel is y'all's son. But anyway, beyond that, everybody should know they should be praising the Father. So who should praise him the most? Praise the name of Yah. Praise him, O ye servants of Yah. Who's the servants of Yah, Yom Tov?
Israel. All 12
tribes. If you are a servant to the master, shouldn't you know your job?
Exactly.
And we don't know our job.
And the 13th tribe, the Levites.
We don't know our job as servants to Yah, do we?
We don't, contrary, unfortunately. Truth be told.
Ye that stand in the house of Yah. Who stands in the house of Yah?
The Levites, the high priest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In the courts of the house of our Elohim. You know, that's priest. The priest's function.
Right.
We just read about Psalms 133, 134. We read about Aaron, then the priest. Now we read about it again.
Right.
For Yah has chosen Yaqob. No, I missed it. Praise Yah, for Yah is good. He ain't an angry God. He's angry when you don't follow the instructions. And he should be. Because he wants the best for us, doesn't he?
Contrary, truth be told, life is angry when you don't follow instructions. Electricity is angry when you don't follow instructions. Carpentry is angry when you don't follow instructions. Lions are angry when you don't follow. You run, you walk your butt into the lion cave and see what happened to you. Okay? Go ahead, Cartrell.
We want to see the good side of Yah. Yah is good because he even blessing the wicked, right? You wonder why the wicked is flourishing. Why are they doing so good? Stay so evil. Mm-hmm. Yah got mercy. That's his mercy. That's what you see. Because he's giving them a chance to turn from the evil way. Praise Yah, for Yah is good. Sing praises unto his name. Keep on singing, Yom Tov. Keep on singing. Don't let me stop you.
Praise Yah.
For it is pleasant. And you know how we sing. We sing very pleasant songs, don't we?
Exactly.
And our focus should be on Yah. Not on how much money we make or how fly we are or how much our grills are shining or how much booty we got. No. All these songs that our people should be making should be singing praises to the name of Yah.
Okay. Exactly.
Our creator. For Yah had chosen Jacob unto himself. We didn't tell him to make that choice, did we? We didn't choose ourselves, did we?
No.
He had that right to choose who he wanted to, didn't he?
Exactly.
And the fact that the nations are evil and wicked, he said, I got to do something for myself. That's why he chose our father Abraham and our mother Sarah, who had a miracle baby named Isaac because she wasn't supposed to have no more babies, right?
Nope.
So, I went to work. He chose Jacob for himself. How did Jacob come about? Okay, we know. Isaac's father, Isaac's son.
Right.
And Isaac wouldn't be here had it not been for the miracle that he did with our mother, Sarah. We take that for granted. But he said, for Yah chosen Jacob unto himself. Got to notice, black people, that's what you want to call yourself. Mm-hmm. African Americans, that's what you got to know. But we scattered worldwide. We ain't just in America.
Right.
Yah has chosen you for himself and Yisrael for his peculiar treasure. Do you want to be a treasure to the Most High Creator? Woo-hoo-wee!
I said I don't want to be a nigger. It's true.
Oh no, you're not peculiar treasure if you're a nigger. Oh no, he's not accepting niggers because niggers don't know their roots, they don't know their culture, they don't know where they came from. They don't know that Yah rescued us from Mizraim. They don't even know who Mizraim is. They call it Egypt. Egyptology. Right. No, it's not Egyptology. It's Mizraimology. Okay, if you want to get it right, Mizraimology. Okay. But I know that Yah is great. How many people know that Yah is great?
I don't know, but I do.
But our Yah is above all your fake gods. Mm-hmm. Whatsoever Yah please, that he did in heaven and in earth and in the seas and all deep places. He causes vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. Do you know what that means, Thompson?
Well, when you cause vapor to ascend from the ends of the earth, when they make their ascension, they come back down as rain.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that the first rains that he created are still here today?
You better believe.
It's just recycled.
The problem is not the creation of Yah per se, for the earth is concerned. The problem is humanity, their abomination, and their wickedness that cause trouble for the earth.
And what they're talking about now? Global warming?
Yep.
Why do you think there's global warming? Because you're right. out of order. You're in a nuclear power plant playing with the buttons, and you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to go into a nuclear power plant and play with the buttons?
Brother, I don't want to come into the driveway, okay?
Because these people are trying to see clouds to make it rain and control the weather. You can never do that. Mankind mm-hmm. can never control the weather. Because Yah makes lightnings for the rain. Can man make lightning? No. He brings the wind out of his treasure. Can they stop hurricanes and tornadoes?
No.
And where do they come from?
From his treasuries.
Yeah, okay. From Yah's mm-hmm. treasuries.
Mm-hmm.
Who smote the firstborn of Mizraim, both man and beast. Didn't I tell you Yah keeps reminding us of that?
And we need to be reminded of that.
Where did we come from? We came out of Mizraim. You talk about Black History Month, Dr. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks. Let's go a little bit farther than that, all right? Because that's not where our history starts. Our history starts when Yah smote all the firstborn of Mizraim, both man and a beast. And that's, you know why that's critical? Because Yah, you know, he keeps record. He knows who every firstborn is,
mm-hmm.
both of man and beast, who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Mizraim, upon Paro, and upon all his servants. So Mizraim was greater and mightier. The Hamites was greater than our nation. And Yah mm-hmm. had to deal with them in behalf of us,
mm-hmm.
who smote great nations and slew mighty kings. Who did this? Who gets credit for this?
Yeah.
Why he did?
Mm-hmm. Well,
he did it on our behalf, right?
Jesus didn't do it and the Holy Spirit didn't do it. That I do know.
Jesus couldn't protect himself. Come on, man. Much less deliver a nation out of bondage.
He couldn't deliver himself out of bondage.
Oh, no. My God, why is thou forsaking me?
Mm-hmm.
He never got an answer. How a man like that can deliver a nation?
Exactly.
But this is what Yah, he's reminding us of our history again. This is mm-hmm. how Yah came through. I fought these battles for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I fought these battles. Who smote great nations and slew mighty kings.
Mm-hmm.
Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, Canaan. So we have the concept that we smote the land of Canaan, right?
We ain't did nothing. We just instruments.
Yah smote the
right.
But it wasn't only Canaanach. It was Sihon, king of the Amorites. He had a kingdom. And we took mm-hmm. over his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And then Og, king of Bashan, we took over his kingdom. So that's two other kingdoms beside the kingdoms of the Canaanites.
Mm-hmm.
So our land went beyond the land of the Canaanites, right?
Exactly.
And gave their land for a heritage, and heritage unto Yisrael, his people.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't tell you most how to choose us. He chose us himself.
Mm-hmm.
Thy name, O Yah, endure forever.
I like that part, Cartrell. It endures forever. That you
his
don't
name
need
endures how long?
If you don't need a substitute, Cartrell. His name is forever.
Anybody else up in there, did he?
Mm-mm.
Our Father, hallowed be thy name. You better find out his name.
Exactly.
You better praise his name. Because his name endures forever and ever.
Exactly.
And his memorial. What is a memorial, Yahshua?
His memorial?
What's a memorial?
A memorial is something to be remembered.
Forever. Oh, What are we supposed to remember?
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov.
Yeah. He's telling us, I smote Mizraim, I smote Og, I smote Sihon, I even smote the Canaanites for y'all. How about that? That's the memorial. We shouldn't be celebrating the 4th of July.
Nope.
We shouldn't be observing Thanksgiving.
Nope.
We shouldn't be celebrating Christmas. That's a damn sure.
Nope.
We shouldn't be celebrating New Year's Eve party. You know what we're supposed to be celebrating and memorializing?
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov.
For the victories over Mizraim. For the victories over Sihon, king of the Amorites. For the victory over Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of the Canaanites. That's what we're supposed to be memorializing. Because that's how we got started, isn't it? But we don't want to talk about that. My enemies don't want to talk about that. Because y'all gets the credit. No man is getting the credit for this. They talk about, you know, all these generals that, you know, conquered people. You know, they praise themselves. That's why we praise y'all. Because y'all is our general. Y'all is our king. Y'all is our conqueror. Y'all is our deliverer. That's why we memorialize him. All right, we might get it. He said, for thy name, O Yah, endures forever, and thy memorial, O Yah, throughout all generations. It's supposed to be a generational thing. But it's been a breach and a broken covenant. So our generations don't know. But we're here to remind the future generations that Yah's name endures forever, and our start began with him conquering nations and giving us land that didn't even belong to us. He says about the nations, the idols of the heathens are silver and gold. Ain't that true? Beautiful word.
Cottrell, can you bear with me for a minute?
Sure.
And verse 14, he says, I will have compassion, and he will have compassion on his servants. I wish I could speak to the brother, and I think there was Rochester, New York, that was sending us after his mother was murdered. We love y'all. Why y'all can't love us? See, if you knew this, you should be asking your enemy to love you. You should be asking y'all to love you and have compassion on you. Because that's the only entity that will. Thank you, Godre.
You brought up a critical point. I missed verse 14. Because what does it say? Yah will judge his people. And we just talked about Reverend Porkchop, Dr. Martin Luther King, with these false dreams, leading our people into idolatry, right?
Exactly.
Our people are going to be judged. We can't judge them. We can't stone them with stones because they're trying to take us to the Baptist church. Or they're trying to make us Jehovah Witnesses or 5% or, you know, Seventh-day Adventists.
Right.
Can't do it. Yah going to do it. Yah will judge his people. And he will repent himself concerning his servants, those who listen to him and obey what he's saying. Right? Because he's been furious with us because of our ways. Right?
Exactly.
He said the idols of the heathens, meaning the other nations, are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. Beautiful works, right?
Exactly.
There's some serious artists out there.
Mm-hmm.
They have mouths. Every statue you see got a mouth that looks like a man.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't speak. Eyes have they, but they see not. They got eyes too. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So you can't talk to them. They can't see the truth. They can't hear the truth. And they damn sure don't speak the truth.
No.
Neither is there any breath in their mouths, meaning there's no life in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you need your breath in order to live.
Right.
What they're trying to sell you will kill you because a statue doesn't live.
They're gonna have you a walking dead.
Mentally, spiritually, and eventually physically.
Hallelujah.
Because y'all said they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusts in them. People trusting in stones, the works of men's hands. That beautiful gold cross, that beautiful image of a man called Jesus. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you trust in that. Blessed is Yah, O house of Israel. Bless Yah, O house of Aaron. What are we supposed to do, Yamso?
Bless Yah, O house of Israel.
So people wonder why we say bless Yah, praise his holy name all the time, constantly. Because that's what we're supposed to do as a service, right?
Praise God.
We don't realize the power of words. Words sound of power. I talk to my son about it all the time.
Duty bound to do no less. Duty bound to do no less, big brother.
Yep, so I start. Bless y'all, oh my soul. Bless y'all first.
Right.
And this song is commanding the house of Israel to do what? Bless y'all.
Mm-hmm.
With your words, with your deeds, with your actions. Angels' words. Bless y'all, O house of Israel. Bless y'all, O house of Aaron. Bless y'all, O house of Levi. You that fear y'all. Bless y'all. Bless y'all out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Praise y'all. Bless and praise y'all. That's our obligation as a servant. And
point
our deeds and actions. And our words. Yeah. It's not complicated.
No, it's not.
Not only bless and praise him, it talks about his great name. And we have to honor it.
Praise and bless y'all, God. It's just
praise and bless y'all. Yep.
Thank you, my brother, for this study. Urgently needed. And urgently need to be applied. Praise and bless y'all. Cottrell, fellow students, praise and bless y'all. Let's say it all together. Praise
and bless y'all.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Cottrell, any closing remarks and comments, my brother?
Just the fact that it's so simple and beautiful, the things that we need to do. The Most High keeps reminding us that we need to be reminded of our roots. We got started as a nation. It wasn't a man that created our nation. It was the Most High himself. Most nations, it could be, you know, they got our founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
The creator of heaven and earth is our founding father. And he's telling us that we need to honor his name, to bless and praise his holy name. When you bless and praise Yah's holy name, right? You testify that you know Yah, because Yah is working with you, for you. We say he provides providence for us, and we have to acknowledge that, even in the times that we're living in. Because it ain't us, by our strength, that we're still here. It's by his mercy and his loving kindness. And he's warning us. He's warning us. We better listen to his words, because he will come to judge us. So I thank Yah for giving us the ability to share his words with the world. And with our nation, so that they have no excuse. We got an open book test, but we also have elders that are on their job bringing forth Yah's word to his people. Because he told Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones. And our people need to hear Yah's prophetic words. All praise. Yah, so, you there?
I'm here, my brother. Praise and bless y'all. All praises. So, Savvy, y'all. Fellow students, praise and bless y'all. Cottrell, praise and bless y'all. Yom Sufari, praise and bless the name of Yah. Hallelujah. It's been a pleasure for Big Bro and I to bring to you the truth about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, the enduring name of Yah. The only name, the only God, no added, no subtraction, and it is what it is. Praise and bless Yah. That being said, it's always a pleasure, fellow students, to bring to you Yah by virtue of the Real Talk for Real People show. We love you. Praise and bless Yah. Shalom and good night. Katria, you want to say shalom and good night to the people, big bro?
Shout out to my sister Boboya, Mikael, and Luke. And to the family of Israel, the strangers out there that would do Yah's word, Yah's will. Love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night.
see their dreams. Skeptics say it can't be done. Hey, we're proving them wrong. It's so much fun. What would you not do for what you believe? For the sins of society, the children aren't guilty, no. Stand in a circle of peace. Yeah, hey. Cause only the willing will see their dreams. I got to get it on. Stand in a circle of peace. Need it strong. Only the willing will see their dreams. There comes that time you've got to face the test. And knowing this effort that you cannot rest. For my inaction there is no defense. For my action there will be consequence. Yeah, I stand in the circle of peace. One more time, cause only the willing will see their dreams.
I say you.